You're listening to SBS News.
Not far from Melbourne's CBD is Dyetts Falls, where the Yarra River and Mary Creek meet. The area is of great importance to the Wurundjeri people who camped there before European settlement. Uncle Dave Wandon, a Wurundjeri elder, explains the significance.
Larry, who was our headman at the time of colonisation and was one of the first of many, you know, to meet the tall ships, as they say, and to have negotiations with white people, and he is buried here. And it was a shame that in the building of the Eastern Freeway just over there, that there was no consideration given to Aboriginal cultural heritage.
Victorian Minister for Treaty and First Peoples, Gabrielle Williams, says it's sites like this the state government wants to ensure they continue to protect.
This is history that we can't afford to lose, and history that Aboriginal people are best placed to protect. So this money is effectively about putting control of Aboriginal heritage protection in Aboriginal hands where it should be, which is a key feature of our Victorian Aboriginal heritage protection system.
The money will help to employ an additional 24 cultural officers to ensure developments are compliant with existing cultural heritage management plans. Matt Chamberlain, a cultural heritage manager, says it will help alleviate demand currently on officers, with more and more requests coming in as development booms.
Yes, there's a process in place to conduct cultural heritage management plans for developments, but once they're completed, unless we have compliance overview, the opportunity exists for errors to occur still.
The funding boost will not only guarantee a greater say for traditional owners in maintaining the integrity of culturally significant sites, but also of their protection into the future. It will allow traditional owners to have a final say about how the sites are protected as part of the entire planning process, a move welcomed by Uncle Dave.
We're not asking other people to make decisions for us. We can make the decisions, informed decisions, back to the minister or the relevant authorities, and that we will be listened to and understood that this is our role, just as other members of government have a role to apply rules, and there are consequences for people who ignore or try to circumvent those rules.
It should ensure these sites can be protected for generations to come and lead to a path of further self-determination. Gloria Claish, SBS News. We'll be right back.